Good Wednesday morning to you and welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It is a pleasure to have attorney Terrence Gross with Gross & Schuster on the phone. Good morning, Terrence.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
It is so good to have you. I hope you're having a great week so far.
We are, and actually, besides it being the first week of May and good weather, this is also Law Week. And we do celebrate Law Week at our office. What we try to do is to give something back to the public. And we started yesterday. We're doing it today. And it's this, is we are, yesterday in our Pensacola office, we had an open house all day long. And we met many, many members of the public. Many of our listeners were there. And went over their insurance policies for free, your car insurance, your homeowner's insurance. So we do it every year in the spirit of Law Week. And just to tell people, whether they're uninsured, overinsured, how they could reduce their rates even. We can give all that kind of advice. Today, my son Tyler Gross is in our Milton office. So if you are in the Milton area or you're traveling up Highway 90 anywhere around Avalon, our office is located just a little bit to the east of Avalon, right across from the Dodge dealership, a real nice building. It's the old State Farm building, and he's there all day to look at insurance policies. So if you could get your policy together, whether it's your homeowners, we got hurricane season coming up, your car insurance, he'll look at everything for free and so forth. And meanwhile, on the show today, if you want to go ahead and pull out your car insurance policy, if you want to pull out your homeowners and call us or text us and ask me questions about your policy in the next 20-25 minutes, I'd be happy to go over your policy. So what number can they call or text you at?
Yes, you can join the conversation at 437, that's 850-437-1620.
Good. And maybe people do that. So it's best if you pull it out, if you're home drinking some coffee or whatever you're doing, and or maybe you're not driving. I don't want you driving and reaching for your glove box, but if you pulled over and you got your car insurance policy in your glove box and you're not driving, by all means, give me a call and we'll go over it. So I'll tell you some of the things that we saw yesterday, a couple of examples. There was a man that came in yesterday, and this man, you could tell, attempted to really have full coverage. In fact, when he came in, he goes, "I think I have full coverage, but I want you to look at it anyway, Mr. Gross, because my agent said it's full coverage. I think it's full coverage." And so what he had was $100,000 of bodily injury coverage. It was a $100,000-$300,000. That means $100,000 for each person you may injure in a wreck, and up to $300,000 if you injure, several people. You rear end somebody and they've got three people in the car, there would be $100,000 available for each of them. So that's a very good policy. That puts you in the top 10% of all households in the state of Florida, in my opinion. So $100,000 is a lot of coverage. It's 10 times Florida's minimum, because Florida's minimum is $10,000. So right away, the first thing I saw is that guy got a gold star for having more insurance than the law requires. And I kept on reading. And then we got to uninsured motorist coverage, and it said rejected. And I said, well, now we have to do a timeout. We got to hit the pause button, sir, because you don't have full coverage. And I said, I'm about to explain this to you, and I bet you by the end of the conversation, you're going to admit to me that had your agent sat down and discussed this the way I'm doing, you would have had it. So I explained to him that the $100,000 that he had insures a stranger. If my fellow or one of his relatives driving one of his vehicles rear-ends somebody and injures one, two, or three people, those people would have access to up to $100,000 each should they have some type of injury from this accident. But if he's injured in the accident, if he is rear-ended, and the person that hits him only has a $10,000 limit, he rejected coverage. So you want $100,000 for a stranger and nothing for you and your family. That's not full coverage. And he said, it isn't. And then he asked me the next question, and it's a telling question. He says, then why would my agent tell me I had full coverage? Why would he say that? If you're telling me I don't have full coverage, why would he say that? And I said, well, I can't read his mind, but I'll tell you what I know about the insurance industry. The insurance industry is actuarial. And when I say actuarial, they look at the odds of everything. So if you have a 25-year-old, healthy young male, just got married, 25 years old, his whole life's ahead of him, he can buy term life insurance for nothing. He's 25 years old. They'll gladly take his money. But if you're 75 years old, and maybe you got some high blood pressure, maybe you got a thyroid problem or whatever it may be, well, either they're going to decline you or they're going to make you pay through the nose, you know, a gazillion dollars a year for term, because the risk of you of them having to pay it should you not make it another few years is higher. It's same thing with flood. If you live in the worst flood zone, you're going to pay more for flood than someone that lives on some hill up in Cantonment. It's all about the odds. If you live on the water, you're facing south like I do in Gulf Breeze, you're going to pay more for hurricane insurance than someone that is in Molino or elsewhere. It's just the way it is. So they look at the odds of everything. So now let's talk about this uninsured motor. So when they sold this guy, and then I asked the guy, because I said, tell me about all your moving violations in the past 10 years. He said, I've had one speeding ticket in 10 years. That's it. I said, have you ever in your lifetime had a DUI? And he laughed. He goes, no, I've never had a DUI. So he's a safe driver. And I could tell by looking at this fella, he was in his 50s. So he's who they want to insure. A guy in his 50s, never had a DUI, one speeding ticket in 10 years, a relatively safe driver. They want to sell him a lot of liability. But they don't really want to sell uninsured motorists, because the safest driver in the world can still be rear-ended. And you can still have injuries. So here you are, stopped at a red light, broad daylight, and a little girl is texting and rear-ends you and causes all kinds of injuries. Uninsured motorists would pay for that. A drunken driver rear-ends you, uninsured motorists would pay for that. It's the unknown. They can't quantitate it. Insurance companies are bean counters. They want to take in, as you might guess, more premiums than they pay out. And that's why many of us on our homeowners are starting to get canceled because of all the hurricanes we've seen recently. A lot of insurance companies have just given up. State Farm pulled out of the market 20 years ago. I've been with State Farm in my car forever, and 20 years ago, my agent said, Terry, you got to go shop the market because State Farm is out of the hurricane business. You know, they made that decision, but now, after the string of hurricanes, you know, Michael in Panama City, we had Ivan here, and then that one that ripped through Fort Myers last year, they are getting cold feet, and I understand that. But at the end of the day, that's why some agents don't tell you. They should. If they really, an agent should be your advisor. I mean, you go to your lawyer, you should get free advice and good advice. You go to your financial planner. You go to your state's lawyer, your state and trust. They should give you unbiased advice. I think your car insurance agent owes you a duty to tell you everything. And if they don't explain how helpful uninsured motorist coverage can be to you and your family, then they're really just representing the insurance company and not you. And that's a conflict of interest. And that's that gets my dander up. And so I applaud the agents. It's not all the agents, because there's certainly many agencies that do sell uninsured motorists, and I applaud them. I applaud them. But let's talk about this stacking versus non-stacking. Looks like we got plenty of time. And again, interrupt me if you get a text.
I do. I have a text from a friend. Absolutely. It says, Hi, Mr. Gross. I'm a 23-year-old single young man who just graduated from business school and will be obtaining my first automobile very soon. I have never had insurance before, having obtained my license in December of 2022. What is your recommendation for how much liability insurance to carry to protect me in the event of a lawsuit?
Well, here's the truth. I don't know that there's going to be any lawyer that's going to be out to sue a 23-year-old. So presuming you're just beginning, and many people, unfortunately, a lot of our students are graduating with student debt, and I understand that. So the odds of someone actually suing you are slim to none. But here's a rule of law that may help you with this decision. I'm more worried about this uninsured motorist, as you can tell. So if this young man buys $10,000 of bodily injury coverage, which means 10-20, it'll give someone 10 up to 10 for two people, not much coverage, but I don't think there's a lawyer in God's green earth that's going to sue him. But that means an uninsured motorist, the most you could buy is $10,000, which really isn't much. So what the law says is very clear. You can buy uninsured motorist equal to your liability coverage. So if you only buy 10 of liability, the maximum of uninsured motorist you could buy is $10,000. If you buy $25,000 of bodily injury, then you could buy $25,000 of uninsured motorist. So if he's a young man and he didn't say if he's married yet or not, but let's presume he's not married yet, and he's going to get his first vehicle living by himself, doesn't live with mom and dad, then he's only got one car in the household. So I would want to sleep at night at least $25,000 of UM. So I would say, even for the young man, have a little bit more than the minimum, but I think at $25,500 to start off in life. And then remember, as you get older, as you make more money, you need to, you know, jump up everything. But for right now, $25,500 of liability, which gives you the opportunity to buy $25,500 of uninsured motorist. I would also get something called MedPay. So even if you've got health insurance through work, you got no fault that pays 80% of your bills to 10. If you've got $10,000 MedPay, which doesn't cost hardly anything, they'll pay $20,000 of your bills at 100%. And you can go anywhere you want. You don't have to go to a gatekeeper. You don't have to go to your primary doctor to get a referral for an MRI or whatever. And if you want to see a chiropractor. So I think having $10,000 med pay on your policy is very, very important. So if you're buying this vehicle, if you've never really done it before, and your vehicle that you're buying, I presume even a used vehicle in this day and age, used vehicles are $20,000-$30,000. So you've got to have collision. You've got to have comprehensive. You could choose deductibles. The average person chooses a $500 deductible for collision. That's pretty standard. And a lot of people on comprehensive. And what comprehensive is, people don't quite understand what that is. That's like if a tree limb falls in your car, or if the neighborhood kid keys your car or something like that. I would choose like $100 deductible for comprehensive and a $500 deductible for a collision, $10,000 med pay, $25,000 bodily injury, $25,000 of UM. And if you only have the one vehicle, if you live by yourself, you don't have the wife, and you don't live in your family, then you can have non-stacking, because 1 + 0 is still 1. So that's the only time I advocate or recommend non-stacking is only when you live by yourself with one car. But that could also harm you in a way. Let's pretend this, and I'll give you a little devil's advocate. Let's pretend you're in a car wreck, but you're in your buddy's car. If you've got 25,000 non-stacking UM of your vehicle, you may not be able to use it. If there was stacking, you could actually use your uninsured motorist coverage even though you were not in the vehicle. So I take that back. I think you should always have stacking. Now that I've taught myself into it, always have stacking uninsured motorist. 10,000 med pay, that would be what I call moderate full coverage for a young person. It would be over the top, but hopefully as a young person you can afford that, presuming you got pretty good driving record. And I think that would help you sleep at night. Anything else?
Yes, we had someone cracked windshield. Liability coverage in Florida. I'm not sure.
It's very easy. That's so easy in Florida. A long time ago, the legislature, this is back in the 70s, the legislature said, we don't want people driving around a cracked windshield, so every policy has the replacement in it at the insurance company. So it doesn't matter how or what. I mean, you could be behind one of those dump trucks and they spit out a rock and it cracks your windshield. You don't have to run down that dump truck or whatever. You go to your company and they'll replace your windshield. Usually at work, they're so good, they got mobile. You can call them and your car can be parked right at work and they'll come in and replace your whole windshield right at work. And it's all covered by every policy. So they just wanted to have that because they knew the dangers, because you already have it, if it's spider webbing and bad things can happen, you know. So they just, that's just something the legislature took care of, and so that's easy. Anything else that you're getting from our listeners?
I do not see anything at this moment.
Okay, good. Well, again, to interrupt me, we got about 5 minutes that will go on. So anyway, so that we're doing that, and then the homeowner's insurance, a lot of us are getting canceled, and a lot of our rates are doubling and tripling. And I do have some advice. So well, the first advice I give you, if you have not had a four-point inspection, in fact, a lady came in and she had just had one. I wish somebody told me about this. She said she paid $80 for a four-point inspection and the insurance on her house went down $1,000 a year. She paid $80 because what a four-point inspection is, I don't know if I understand all the points, but one point is the roof. I mean, they're going to inspect your roof. They're going to inspect your electrical. Then they inspect, like, ACs and hot water heaters. And the third must be your exterior. The fourth must be your exterior. Anyway, it's a call a four-point inspection. There are plenty of entities out there. You could probably Google it. And there's most of these guys are either contractors or insurance adjusters or something. And it's a fantastic thing. I just have one done in my house. Now, I have a big home, but they only charged me $200, did a great job. And it gives an up-to-date thing for the insurance company to look at, even on my roof. Because my roof, I put it on in 2005, but it's a tile roof. It's not shingles, so they don't dry up in the sun and all that. And I had they recertified my roof for another 10 years. So now the insurance company doesn't have to worry about the age of my roof and all that. But it could actually lower your rates substantially. And so if you haven't had a four-point inspection or you haven't had one done in over 5 years, because some people are saying that some insurance companies want them done every 2 years, and they're so finicky now, so nitpicky. That it's worth doing. So that's good advice. The other little advice is a lot of times I see these policies and you're insuring, you know, like $100,000 for other structures. And they'll ask the people, do you have a storage shed on your property? No. Do you own a privacy fence? No. Do you have any other outbuildings besides your house? No. Then why are you paying $100,000 for other structures if there aren't any other structures? And even if it's a privacy fence is not $100,000. So I'm wondering, you know, what is, you know, they just automatically put that in there. It's like an automatic fill-in of something you don't need. So that's things to look at.
And Terrence, we had another friend text in. What about ADAS windshield calibrations?
I don't even know what that is. I have no idea what that means. I mean, that's beyond. I'm just a lawyer. You don't have to ask a glass company expert. Maybe you got an expert that does a glass company. You stumped me on that one, so I don't know. But they're supposed to put in like kind windows. So they replaced mine in my Lexus, and it was tinted, and I was real worried about it because it was a Lexus windshield, but the one that went in looks identical, and I was very pleased with it. And a good seal, it didn't whistle or anything. People worried, is it going to be as good as the factory? It's as good as the factory. Looks like we're running out of time. This is Terrence Gross. My phone number at work is 850-434-3333. Our website is grossandschuster.com. My son, Tyler Gross, right now is reviewing policies in our Milton office. If you get on down there to Milton, right across from the Dodge dealership on Highway 90 as you come into Milton from Avalon, and he would love to see you. And, we have other offices. You know, people will be seeing people in the bar this week as well as Crestview.
So our listeners have a great opportunity right now to head on over. This is a privilege that you're offering them this advice. That's great.
Well, thanks a lot. Always a great pleasure speaking with you. Look forward to coming to the studio, and we'll meet face-to-face soon.
Yeah, that would be great. I don't believe I've ever met you face-to-face. Always over the phone, but I hope one day you can come in and hang out with me for a little bit.
All my friends say I have a great face for radio. Everybody says that.
So do I.
All right.
Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much for listening to News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, dependable. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel. I hope you have a great rest of the day. Stay tuned for a Fox News update, followed by a local news update in our newsroom.